Hey, it's Lindsay Shooters, Biz Community Editor for Mining and Energy and Construction and Engineering, and this is another Biz Trends 2024 podcast. You may think that emissions in mining are a problem, and you'd be right, because mining uses stupid amounts of energy. But curbing those emissions starts with the blasting process. So Nishin Hariprasad, General Manager for Technology and Marketing at BME, knows a little something about blasting and how the blasting industry is driving down emissions across the entire value chain.
We acknowledge that the mining industry is continually under pressure to not just prevent injuries and lower exposure and harm in the environment to our people, but also to deliver environmentally friendly solutions fundamentally to its operation. And BME has been quite innovative in its realization of certain technologies that's fundamental to the blasting process. And if I can allude to one specific product, one of our premium emulsion products, namely our Innovex brand. The Innovex brand has a unique dual salt technology. A dual salt technology inherently has a lower toxic emission contribution state to the environment, in that it delivers a lower NOx fume footprint through each blast. So that is a fundamental technology that we have developed within our business that allows us to not just improve on toxic emissions generated on every blast, but also improve the mechanism of blasting and deliver on the customer's performance benefits. You know, in addition to toxic fumes or environmental emissions, the benefit of nitrate leaching in mine waters, right? Generally, miners have a challenge in trying to overcome that. And fundamentally, the Innovex system, due to its dual salt component or dual salt component technology, talks to that as a value add that we offer through our system.
Cool. So are there any of your competitors maybe that are developing similar sort of things? Is this a stance that is taken by your industry to try and limit the toxins that is reaching the environment?
Look, the technology exists with a lot of blasters in the industry, but we have commercialized it as a premium offer within our product portfolio. Right? You know what also talks to delivering on improved performance and realizing environmental benefits is on ensuring that our products are oxygen balanced, our products conform to specifications. You know, one thing we've done within our business is not just offer a host of technologies and product solutions, but also a support and a system to ensure that these products and solutions not just deliver performance, but deliver on the ESG benefits associated. Because one thing we acknowledge within our business is that accountability is a new currency in the mining game, right? And for businesses like ours, it's not about delivering just a product that delivers on a particular solution, but in delivering a product that offers a suite of solutions, which also includes environmental benefits, safety benefits, performance, cost efficiencies, and within all of our product segments, there are elements of all of these value benefits that we can deliver on.
Okay, so are these technologies being developed just by the company out of like kind of goodwill, or is there like some SABS kind of regulatory pressures being pushed on?
There are some pressures within the industry, within the market, within the market globally. In South Africa, we have accreditation with the Rose Foundation due to our innovative used oil technology. There are standards that we need to comply with, of course, right? But but largely our business Omnia is built on a sustainable approach. We comply to SDG strategies that you're probably aware of at the moment, and in delivering on those sustainability metrics, it is our duty to offer, it is our duty and our duty of care to offer a product and a solution that delivers on not just performance benefits, but on the larger ESG and sustainability benefits that the market requires at the moment.
And then what role does AI play in these kinds of technology advancements? Are you putting it in the development phase, or like how are you deploying AI to become a more sustainable business going forward, especially with all of these environmental pressures?
AI. So, the mining industry, and similarly for us, it's highly dependent on technology to improve innovation and safety and efficiency, right? So it's actually necessary for us to realize on these objectives, to be innovative, to be to place more emphasis on digital transformation, to place more emphasis on cloud-based and integrative technologies. We have systems embedded within our process that talks to data analytics, digital connectivity, integrated automation, which are now bottom line vital to delivering bottom line improvements, right? And not just in our in our blasting business, but also for the mining industry at large. And over the years, we have developed products to complete our basket of goods that now are being integrated into an ecosystem of solutions. Right. And you can only do that through integrative technologies and AI. Right. AI helps us realize our digital transformation journey and helps us build on that ecosystem of solutions. Because that's what we want to do, right? We don't want to deliver just on a product. We want to deliver on a complete solution of services that our customers can reap value from. Our business is built on talking to what our customers' needs are, not what necessarily our competitors' needs are, and how we compete with the market, but largely on delivering on our customers' requirements, and whether it may be on efficiency, whether it may be on safety, whether it may be on recovery or yield, we use an integrated suite of technologies and solutions which incorporate AI, of course, to deliver on that. Like I said, the ecosystem of solutions that we offer, that holistic solution of services, is how we develop the solution that our customers, or how we support the solution that our customers require, and that's done with AI as an imperative. And these talk to all our systems, whether it's on our digital blasting system Axis, whether it's on our smart mobile manufacturing equipment that uses telematics and digital telemetry. It is functional through some form of AI and some form of digital technology to help us realize the value we want.
And then obviously, like in the mining industry, it's a high emission game. No matter which way you slice it, you are extracting things from the ground, you are putting chemicals into the earth to help that process. And just looking at the industry, how is it addressing the challenges of decarbonizing at least some of the process, which a lot of it, the low-hanging fruit is transportation and logistics. So what kind of strategies, is that a big driver, or are there other kind of savings that you guys are making?
In transport and logistics specifically. Well, one of the value benefits that Omnia provides to the South African market, for example, is, and something that we're really, really proud of, is our dedicated supply chain security that we offer to the market, right? And this extends not just to the logistical load and haul services or the movement of product from A to B, but it starts within the sustainable manufacturing processes that we have within our business. Right. And we have implemented systems and solutions that talk to not just the use of renewable energy in powering up our plants. We've also looked at grey water harvesting. We use renewable sources to power up our boilers. We have energy harvesting through some of our equipments that we have running within our business. And all of these talk to the decarbonization journey, right? Fundamentally, within our product suite, we have developed solutions within our systems that talk to decarbonization. For example, if I were to talk about our used oil initiative, right? Our used oil initiative consumes about 20% of the used oil in South Africa, right? This is a direct contribution to the circular economy of mineral oil in this country. Mm. And that alone provides a decarbonization benefit. You know, if you want to expand further in terms of how we deliver green benefits, mm. we can talk directly into some of our products. You know, our products are designed to deliver on efficiency benefits help generate predictable outcomes for our customers. Yeah. Predictable outcomes for our customers help our customers improve their maintenance practices, improve the running of the operations, reduces the reliance on other fossil fuels like generators that's powered by diesel.
Yeah.
Right. So effectively, the solutions that we provide right from our manufacturing through the delivery and through the post-blast outcome of what we do has benefits through the decarbonization of our customers.
Awesome. Do you guys have a way to kind of quantify the impact on like the total emissions for your customers that you're having? Like how much are the savings that you are making within your business and your processes impacting like the industries, the mining industry's carbon emissions?
See, that that takes us to a discussion on carbon credits, and I think the industry hasn't really matured that model to effectively quantify that. Yeah, but our focus is not on measuring against how much we do and what we plan to gain from it. Okay. Our measure is on our contribution to the economy, our contribution to sustainability, and our contribution on delivering on ESG objectives, not just for us as a business, but for the economy in which we operate. So we tangibly go through these initiatives to deliver on our duty of care to our customers. We want to be a partner for a solution, right? And we do what we do and how we do it to deliver on sustainable solutions for that purpose alone, not to capture value out of what we do from a carbon credit or some other metric like of those sorts. Yeah,
but there's a lot of pressure on the market now, especially with carbon border taxes that are coming into play from the EU and that. And I think my questioning was along the lines of like service providers like BME could help ease some of that kind of pressure for the miners.
We actually do. I mean, let's talk about just that. You know, on the carbon emission, but I'll link that back to electricity, right? So, the industry is well aware of the mining's reliance on electricity, and many firms have already sought means to move to autonomous energy inputs to reduce dependency on diesel generators, right? That which offset the cost of producing oil. And so one fundamental benefit we provide is the use of our Axis electronic initiation system, right? So electronic blasting techniques, as in principle, is a way for mining companies to consume less energy,
right?
So how I can quantify that is that blasting is a fundamental process in the mining process, right? And a quality blast will generate predictable consistency, predictable muck piles, dilution. Now, all of this makes everything easier from digging to crushing, whereas in contrast, a poor blast by comparison generates pain points all through the production chain, right? So this alone is a significant benefit that supports and feeds into mining companies' quest for greener benefits, right? Whilst affirming their commitment and accountability in using green practice in the industry. So that's one product. That's one product segment that talks to the decarbonization journey.
That's amazing. I actually never thought about that value chain. Because I mean, like beyond that, it's then obviously the quality of your geospatial data and like hitting the right mine, hitting the right veins at the right areas to extract more ore. Oh, that's incredible. I think you've just unlocked a new level of of nerddom. I'm going to learn about this after this conversation now.
Well, I think the thing is mining looks to efficiency as a gold standard, right? So they seek to decrease inputs and increase outputs and raise the level of safety. So and with any great task, right, the key is to break things up into manageable steps. So by just focusing, and right now we focus on electronic blasting, right? And this electronic blasting occupies a unique position in the ability to deliver on increasing outputs while decreasing inputs. Let's look at a large blast, for example, right? The larger the blast you have, the less reliance you have on rework, the less reliance you have on people coming back, the less reliance you have on using alternate technologies and mediums to deliver the same outcome, right? The technologies that we employ in blasting, for example, are unlocking reliable pathways to greater efficiency, and not just in electronic blasting, even in an emulsion system, even in our conventional blasting systems. The application or the correct application of a conventional non-electric system, for example, right, will deliver benefits as well. Therefore, I link that back to our solutions focus. I link that back to our focus in delivering a complete ecosystem of solutions, right? You can only deliver on your specification or blast outcomes or mining outcomes through a combined ecosystem of solutions together with people supporting that solution that's in the know. Right. And that has benefits not just on performance, like I said, but on the decarbonization, on sustainability, on efficiency, on safety specifically. Well, I can.
No, that's incredible. And then, just in closing, is South Africa like leading any of these technologies? Because I mean, we are mining country. We've been supporting like the universities through the mining process, through the mining programs, to develop new technologies to increase those efficiencies. Are we still taking the lead in a lot of those industries, or are we kind of falling behind now?
South Africa's mining and blasting segment is one of the most mature avenues, industries. We have technologies that talk to automation, that talk to artificial intelligence, that talk to efficiencies and value. We have coined certain concepts like dual capacitor design that are new in the industry, right? So those sort of value optimization initiatives that the South African market technology houses have developed had no meaning in the mining industry in the past, right? I guess the effects of the fourth industrial revolution and the effects of the drive to automation and artificial intelligence is being realized through electronic blasting space, for example. The developments that we are engaging in our emulsion systems, which have been around for eons, right? It's revolutionizing the way blasting is happening. BME, for example, has recently partnered with a industry-leading technology house, Hypex Bio, that offers a nitrate-free emulsion system. This is an industry first. This is a future mechanism of blasting that's going to talk to some of the points we spoke about earlier. We spoke about fumes or emissions previously. Nitrate-free blasting, by its chemistry, cannot produce NOx fumes, cannot produce NOx toxic fumes. And this is world-class industry-leading technology that we are realizing within the African space. So one thing we have to acknowledge, one thing we've acknowledged in the mining space is that Africa holds world-first, world-class players. And for world-first and world-class players, we need to have innovative, world-class solutions, right? Else we're going to be left behind. So the advancements that's going on in the blasting space, whether it's in our detonators, our emulsions, our blast designs, our mobile manufacturing equipment, and even in the way we manufacture those products, right, is testimony of how of the advancements in the industry, or testament at how we're reshaping the mining industry from within South Africa. From within Africa, and that's what we're taking globally.
Yeah, and like that's so important, like going forward, because even if we lose some competition in terms of our mining output and our production because of the various logistical issues that we have, being able to export that kind of IP is a good revenue driver.
We acknowledge that, being at the forefront of technology, continually innovating, continually delivering on best practice and providing the best solutions for our customers is a necessary imperative for us to remain relevant. And I think and we have positioned ourselves to be a solutions partner that offers on what our customers' needs are through the most innovative solution that we can develop. And that's not just in South Africa, that we expand in Africa and globally and in all of the markets that we present ourselves in.